From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Data from USDA's Economic Research Service shows socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers tend to be more concentrated in southern and western regions of the country. In some counties, the proportion of operations classified as racially or ethnically socially disadvantaged is more than 58%, such as in parts of Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and Florida. Overall, socially disadvantaged farms accounted for 9.4% of the 2 million farms in the U.S. Consumer demand for high-quality beef has been a longtime sales driver for certified Angus beef, and ultimately it has increased demand for superior Angus genetics. As consumer preferences evolve, the brand is growing to provide premium beef for every liking, including a new grass-fed option, certified Angus beef grass-fed by Nyman Ranch. The grass-fed natural beef will initially only be available through a few exclusive restaurants and grocery stores. A group of more than 100 lawmakers signed a letter to automakers expressing concerns about the removal of AM radios in future vehicles. The letter highlights the need of rural Americans to access AM radio given limited internet and cell phone connectivity. Federal data shows more than 75 radio stations, mostly AM stations, cover at least 90% of the U.S. population and are equipped with communications equipment for broadcasting during public emergencies. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.